Faster Mai, Sarah here with you until 6:30. And tonight, we're joined by Detective Inspector George Pratt and Italian gigolo Enzo Garibaldi, also known as George Roberts and Matthew Warren of Russian Players. And I head west to see some new work by Ian Coulson. Well, hello and welcome along. Welcome also to our guest from Russian Players, George Roberts, or Detective Inspector Pratt, I should say. Death by Fatal Murder opens tomorrow evening at the Aeronauts Centre. Could you set the scene for us?
Thank you very much. The action takes place at Big Shot House, which is a rather rambling old stately home sort of a place, which was used to be owned by Colonel Haddock, who is now deceased. He obviously lived there before his death, before he left this mortal boil. It now belongs to his daughter, Mrs. Halfwit. Or she might actually be his son, we're not quite sure, or possibly either the son or a daughter of just about any of the other characters that are in the house. I remain sceptic about that. The case concerns a missing police constable, a Constable Napkins, and I was called to instigate his disappointment. Some strange characters around the house, Squadron Leader Alcock, who I think is surely in persecuting himself and is really somebody else. He's got a false leg, which he bought elusively on the black market. And then there's Miss Farquhar Carcar, who works on the land with her Brussels sprouts and seems to be incorporating a man. Mrs. Halfwit is conducting an extramural affair with my observatory assistant, Constable Thompson. And there's a strange foreign lady, Mrs. Organ, who claims to live in some valleys with her friend Clairvoyance, and who says she's in touch with perishers who are ghosts and chickens who are poultry ghosts. And Miss Mablethorpe, of course, who considers herself to be something of an amateur sloth. And then there's this Dutch fellow who's here with me today. He speaks with a strange Italian accent and has an English name, Garibaldi. And he keeps winking at me. My prime locomotive, of course, is simply to acid train the circumstantials of events appetizing to the absence of Constable Napkins. And in the course of doing this, we grab the bull by the nettles and attempt to unitize some extralogical and cyclic forces and gain their insistence. Well, that's about it, really. It's going on this Thursday, Friday and Saturday at the Erin Arts Centre in Port Erin.
I'm happy to meet you also. I am Garibaldi, yeah. And you've already met my good friend, Inspector Pratt. I'm a good chef and I make it a bella pizza. And I've actually dyed my hair for the part.
I was going to say, you're sporting a very Movember moustache as well.
Well, it's a very dodgy moustache, yes, for the character. My wife said I've got to shave it off Saturday night. You know, that's too much, really. But it's good fun. There are... six characters in total?
Six, yeah.
Yes. And we've all got different... if you scratch one layer, another layer is below it. But it's...
There's a lot of layers.
I played my character 2 years ago. We had another of the plays. It's written by Peter Gordon. And we did one of... I think there's a trilogy of them. This is one of those trilogies. And we did one called Slayed to Death 2 years ago. And it was just such good fun because the script is so good, the lines are so good, the malapropisms are wonderful, and we're just enjoying doing it. We make ourselves laugh every rehearsal. It's good fun.
Yeah, what a wonderful flavour you've both given us of what we can look forward to. And I always think there's something really magical about, I love a mystery, you know, something that really gets you thinking, but this comedy element just sounds hilarious.
The mystery, we don't even know what's going on. So, and we've been in rehearsals now for, 2 months and we're not really sure what's going on. So it's a good crew and we've all worked together before and... it's enjoyable. It's just very enjoyable to do.
Yeah, especially when you're in a team like the Russian Players, where you get to know each other and you work through different performances together. You develop a real relationship. Have you been involved with the Russian Players for a long time?
Yeah, I've been involved with them for about 16 years now. Yeah, it's always been good fun.
Yeah.
I've only been involved about 6-8 months, and it's been been really good, really good fun. My last one, I didn't have a speaking part, so this is my first speaking part, so it's a bit nervous.
He's doing
but
very
it's great.
Well.
It's great fun, and it's been brilliant at the Erin's Art Centre as well, because I mean the set is amazing, and we've been able to be in there and do it
and rehearse it
properly. Mm-hmm. So that's been good. So we know where the seats are, where you're supposed to stand, because sometimes if you haven't got those props, it does make it difficult. But it's looking good, the set.
It's looking great. Well, Adrian Sanderson looks after the set, and she's always very good with what she puts on, all the little bits and pieces of ornaments and things all around the set. It's wonderful, yeah.
Because the detail makes all the difference, of doesn't course, it? And yeah. Behind the scenes as well. Do you have a behind the scenes team?
Behind the scenes, yes. We don't really see a lot about them, but they're there, and we depend on them very much. So for everything, you know, that makes
sound
sure
effects,
that,
isn't it?
The sound effects, and to make sure that in between scenes the scenery is moved and put in the right place. They work very, very hard.
Oh, yeah. What a great team, and I suppose. Not only is this a wonderful performance for people to come along and enjoy, but with things the way they are, I feel like so many people are taking up new hobbies or finding new interests, or perhaps, you know, people in certain industries will have more time than they have for a long time. It sounds like a very welcoming group for anybody who wants to come and get involved.
Yeah, I mean, whilst we were on lockdown, we did Zoom readings, and that was great fun, actually, to pretend to be someone, you know, just to take a few lines. And it was a good community, because obviously you're very much a closed down, and then to be able to talk to other people, and it's like, oh, it's Tuesday night, I'll get a glass of wine and I'll read a part. So it was great.
Mm-hmm.
How lovely that you're able to help each other through those difficult times. So for people who do want to come along and enjoy these performances, where do we get our tickets from?
From the box office at the Erin Art Centre.
832662 is the box office.
It's on Facebook.
And yes, we've got a Facebook page. If you go to, well, Russian Players, we've got a Facebook page on there, and tell you all the details and everything about it there. But it's this Friday, Saturday and Sunday, 7:30 in Port Erin at the Erin Art Centre.
Thank you so much for that. Well, you both take fantastic parts, and I'm really excited for you.
Thank you very much.
There you go. Thank you very much for your time. Thank you.
Bye.
Spotlight, brought to you by the Isle of Man Arts Council.